My guess is that many of us here today missed the fact that Thursday was the day of Ascension. Ascension Day always takes place on the Thursday that falls 40 days after Easter, or 10 days ahead of Pentecost, which, by the way, is 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus, which we celebrate on Easter Sunday, which is celebrated on the first full moon after the vernal equinox. And no, I'm not making that up. There are only two accounts of Jesus' ascension in the New Testament, both from Luke. The first one at the end of the gospel that bears his name, and the second one at the beginning of Luke's second volume, which we know as the book of Acts. In Luke's gospel, the ascension follows a variety of resurrection appearances, in which Jesus not only walks and talks, eats and drinks, but also teaches his disciples, opening their minds to understand the scriptures. During this time, this resurrection time, Jesus explains all the things that the disciples could not comprehend prior to his death and resurrection. He teaches them, and then he commissions them to keep preaching the message of repentance and forgiveness to all the nations of the world. Then he leads them out of town, raises his hands in a benediction, and disappears into heaven. When Luke tells the story the second time in the book of Acts, he is even more specific. In both versions of the story, Jesus is concerned about timing, saying, in effect, I have had my time on this earth. I have preached and healed and prayed and prophesied. And now it is time for the church to take up the cause in my name. Now is the time. But time for what? Lord, they ask, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? The disciples are getting impatient, eager to claim the victory that is theirs. But Jesus tells them that their sense of timing is off, not to mention their theology. It's not for you to know, he says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We don't celebrate Ascension because it's 40-some days after Easter, and that's what we're supposed to do. We don't celebrate the Ascension because the Creed says that Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. We celebrate the Ascension because we're no different from the early disciples who gathered around this story from the beginning to hear what they needed and wanted to hear. The news that they were going to receive power and that that power was not their own. But the news they hear from those heavenly messengers is actually quite different. People of Galilee, they say, why are you standing there gazing up into the skies? Jesus is gone, but he will return someday. Their message is a promise, but also a commission. In the meantime, his work is now your work. His life is now your life. His hour has come, and now it is your hour. It is time for the church to be the church. The torch is being passed, the baton has been handed off, and now, empowered by the same God who sent Jesus into the world and raised Jesus from the dead, empowered now by that same faithful God, the church is being sent out into the world to be witnesses, to point to the God known in Jesus Christ in everything that we say and do. No wonder they just stood there, mouths open, staring at the sky. A Presbyterian pastor in the Midwest tells the story of his church's mission trip to Cuba, in which they stayed for several days at a camp owned by the Presbyterian Church on the island. The camp was lacking in even the most basic resources, needing much in the way of material things, as is the case all over Cuba. At the camp, there was a hand-lettered sign tacked up on a tree. It said, in Spanish, and forgive my pronunciation, Habrá tiempos mejores, pero esto es nuestro tiempo. There will be better times, but this is our time. It's time for the church to be the church, to bear good news for a troubled world. Knowing what I know about the condition of the world today, reading what I read, hearing what I hear, I often find myself wanting to do the opposite, to withdraw, to close down, to wait for things to change somehow, for someone else to get to work on the transformation of the world. But those Cuban Christians have something to teach us. Here are people who know that God is at work among them, despite or even perhaps even because of their circumstances. There will be better times, but this is our time. Now is the time for the church to be the body of Christ for the world. Several centuries ago, Teresa of Avila wrote these simple but beautiful words, words perfect for Ascension Day, as we think about what it means to be the body of Christ for the world. This is what she wrote. Christ has no body now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks compassion on the world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands. Yours are the feet. Yours are the eyes. You are his body. Christ has no body here on earth now, but ours. How will the world see in our life together some glimpse of God's love in Jesus Christ? How will our life together be a witness to the power and the love and the grace of God? Yours are the eyes through which God looks compassion on the world. Yours are the feet with which God walks to do good for the world. Yours are the hands with which God blesses all the world. Do you believe? So when you volunteer to usher or greet another by name on Sunday or any other day, you are not just doing a job or being friendly. You are looking at the world with the eyes of Christ. You are being his hands and his feet to the world. And when you serve on a committee or help stock shelves at the food pantry, you are not just being a loyal volunteer or fulfilling an obligation. You are looking at the world with the eyes of Christ. You are being his hands and feet for the world. And when you take flowers to someone who is sick or who can't come to church, or make snacks for the Lemonade Social, or say prayers for members of the church and for the people of the world, you are not just being a good person. You are looking at the world with the eyes of Christ. You are being his hands and his feet for the world. And when you stay up late on Saturday night to prepare your Sunday school lesson, or take a shift in the nursery, or do crafts at Vacation Bible School, you are not just doing a good deed or putting your talents to work. You are looking at the world with the eyes of Christ. You are being his hands and his feet for the world. And when you sing in the choir, or help with the Christmas pageant, or serve as a liturgist, you are not just using your musical gifts, or doing something you love, or pitching in because no one else will. You are looking at the world with the eyes of Christ. You are being his hands and his feet for the world. And when you come in early, or stay late to clean up, or pull weeds, or set up chairs, you are not just working behind the scenes. You are looking at the world with the eyes of Christ. You are being his hands and his feet for the world. And when you come here to worship God, and when you sing hymns and speak prayers and listen to sermons, and when you give your money to the ministry of this church and show up for meetings and make a call to a friend you missed in church for the last few weeks, and support our youth and attend adult education classes, you are not just being a good member of the church. You are looking at the world with the eyes of Christ. You are being his hands and his feet for the world. Imagine if we thought of all that we do around here, not as a job to do or a post to fill. Imagine if we thought about all that we do around here as another opportunity to look with Christ's eyes on the needs of another. Imagine if we looked at all of our work around here as a chance to bless others with the healing touch of Christ's hands. Imagine if we went about our lives walking in the footsteps of Christ. Everywhere we went, we would be standing on holy ground. Glenshaw Presbyterian Church, now is the time for the mission of the church. Now is the time to be the body of Christ in the world. Now is the time to be Christ's eyes and hands and feet. Now is the time to receive that power promised by the one sitting there at God's right hand. Friends, now is the time. Thanks be to God.